Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. And thank you for listening. This is the first show we've been at this new hour, 3 to 5 p.m. This one's actually 4 to 5 p.m. You're listening to the second hour. So if your radio station doesn't carry both hours, ask them to carry not only the second hour, but the first hour. In the first hour, we had great guests. The Coltons talked about the micronutrient miracle, 28-day plan to lose weight, increase your energy, and reverse disease. And they talk about getting foods that are rich in micronutrients and why that's important and how to do it and which diet of each diet is missing it. But in this hour, we have a special guest for you. It's actually Cleveland Clinic's own Brenda Powles. You've asked a ton of questions about travel. Let me give you an example. I take a tropical vacation each winter, and I always get a cold sore while I'm away. What gives? Another one. My wife wants to go on a cruise, but I'm freaked out about the stories of passengers getting sick. What are the real risks? So we'll get those and any other question you ask with Brenda Powell. Brenda Powell, MD. She's a travel expert and a physician here at the Cleveland Clinic. Wonderful person. She's in the Wellness Institute as well. She's actually in traveling herself this weekend, so she's calling in from a distant site. That's at the bottom of the hour. And so feel free to call, send us questions about travel and sickness or any medical part of travel. It's at udocs, udocs@gmail.com. I want to cover and we have a whole bunch of things, and 17 after the hour, I think we're going to have Gary Ginsberg. Gary normally, and I'm a little afraid because he normally is used to calling in at 6:17, not 4:17 Eastern time, but he may be calling in at the wrong time today, so hopefully we'll get him to call in the right time. And if we don't, I will delay covering those topics. There are four, actually, wonderful topics. One is the Pacific blob is seething with fish toxins. What does that mean for you and your choice of fish? A second, lethal street drugs, synthetic marijuana. What does it mean for all of us? Another one is the most important time to eat organic is during pregnancy. It staves off birth defects, but what's the risk reward? How much does it cost to eat organic, and how much of the drop? And of course, the other one is 100 years of progress in 40 years. The mercury in fish is dropping radically as coal use is dropping. So there is some good news for this decrease in oil prices, which has caused havoc around the world in the stock markets, or is associated with havoc around the world in stock markets. But it also is an important thing in helping us get healthier. Bicycle deaths are associated with motor traffic vehicle accidents. This is an article out of the CDC. That's the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia. And they published data showing a radical decrease overall in traffic accidents. We have 33,000 deaths occurred in 2010 on the road. And if you will, 638 of them were car attacking bike, if you will. So that's what happened in those. But the place that it's decreased the most is in children. It's gone, and I'm going to try and get the exact data by looking at this chart. It's gone down by tenfold, from about 2.3 per 100,000 kids in 1975 to now, that's right, only 0.2 kids per 100,000 deaths. That's a radical change And so that's really good. If you look at it, for example, what is the worst state? Well, the worst state, although it's got a huge decrease, California has a 30% decrease, but it is one of the highest states still. Ohio, our own state, is one of the better states. I think it is a point. Here's the data. So the data in this curve, and that's what I'm trying to get to, this overall curve. If you look at what population has increased, well, the population that has increased is the 35 to 54. 35 to 54 was at 0.2. It is now at 0.33. So in the last 40 years, that's increased 50%, whereas the kids, that is the kids from, what is it, from, what's the age on the kids, 0 to 14, have gone from down by about tenfold. So really remarkable decrease in kids, but us 35 to 54-year-olds and 55 to 74-year-olds are now tied for the highest risk. Is it just because we're traveling more by bike, or is it that we aren't wearing helmets and using safety precautions as much? So the message is for all of us to start to worry when we're on a bike. Don't give our helmets just to our kids. Don't go out biking unless you have a helmet too, no matter how beautiful it is. And don't think you're smarter than the kids, because the cars don't know you different than kids, apparently. So that's one of the top stories of the week. Another one is this one on Southern cooking. It turns out that there is more evidence that Southern cooking boosts heart risks. This was 17,000 people. The researchers compared the Southern diets with other diet patterns. And what did they find? That, in fact, the Southern pattern of added fats, fried food, eggs and egg dishes, organ meats, processed meats, and sugar-sweetened drinks, you know, sweet tea, etc., the researchers found that that increased your heart attack risk by about twofold and increased your stroke risk even more than that. What do you recommend? It says Southern food eaters should opt for oven-fried, nut-crusted chicken, collard greens simmered with extra virgin olive oil, tomatoes, garlic, and organic vegetable stock. That's the one that was associated with the lowest risk. So, in fact, that is a true benefit. Breakfast, you know, we've always heard eating breakfast is important, and there's a lot of data on eating breakfast being important. But this says breakfast may not be the most important meal for weight loss. Well, the data always were pretty solid, so this is one study. We're going to have to wait for more. But this study in people from Birmingham, Alabama, that's the stroke belt. Maybe it's what they're eating for breakfast. But what they found is the people who skip breakfast, I suppose if it's biscuit and gravy, you can see why it is better. But in any case, when they skipped breakfast, they actually lost weight and kept it off compared to those people who didn't. Another study that came out this week, lifestyle changes may help prevent pregnancy-related diabetes. This is a group that randomly allocated people, 293 pregnant women, to either a healthy diet and healthy lifestyle, including swimming pool and guided exercise, plus a healthier diet compared to those who didn't, had a 40% risk reduction. That is, they had 40% less likely to develop gestational or pregnancy-related diabetes. And that are the top medical news stories of the week. We'll be right back with Gary Ginsberg. I'm hoping he's here to talk about those wonderful subjects that he always does. What's toxic, what's not. I'm going to save them because we've got plenty of other material to cover if he doesn't call in. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks for listening. We know this is a new time, so thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're waiting for Dr. Gary Ginsberg, the great segment, What's Toxic, What's Not. He may have gotten the time wrong since this is the first day switching, so I'll apologize, but I've got to tell one of his stories anyway. This is the story that's entitled A Warm Ocean Blob Has a lot of toxins for fish in it. The blob has been there for over a year, the story goes on. A cauldron of extra warm ocean water off the coast of the Pacific Northwest that won't budge. It's stretching from Alaska to California. The blob has affected food availability and habitats for marine life, and now scientists are starting to see at least one dangerous side effect, a harmful algae bloom stretching from Alaska to California. Now remember, this is the year, and we'll come back and examine this a little later on, where El Nino is supposed to take hold and solve the California drought, and we certainly hope it does. But El Nino brings these tremendous ocean storms to California, and they dump a lot of water. So the last time this occurred, 1996. But it is, according to the oceanographers and the national, it's NAOO, which is the national, some association of national oceanography, I don't know, it's a agency of the U.S. government. In any case, it says that this is producing a toxic algae. Now, we had toxic algae in Lake Erie last year. Remember, Toledo had to shut off their water supply. I think it was for 7 days. They had to have just bottled water. Well, it's just working there, says Verna Trainer, research oceanographer with the Northwest Fisheries Science Center in Washington State. It's the longest-lasting, highest toxicity, and darndest bloom that we've ever seen. It produces domoic acid, which acts as a neurotoxin on mammals that eat shellfish that are exposed to it. It may have killed at least 100 humpback whale already in Washington. Well, in addition, if it gets in a high enough concentration in stuff you eat, it kills you. In humans, the neurotoxin can develop something called DAP poisoning, domoic acid poisoning, or amnestic shellfish poisoning, which causes short-term memory loss, brain damage, long-term memory loss, and death. Don't worry about eating it, though, they say. Fisheries in the area have closed. Well, I'm always scared about fisheries needing the money and them finding a way around the world. In any case, El Nino is the cause, or this will cause this for the giant El Nino, not the toxins, but the warm weather that is the warm ocean that is stretching from Alaska to California. It's known for bringing wet, stormy weather to the western United States, of course, but it's also a cause of warming ocean temperatures off South America. If the blob is wreaking havoc with algae populations already, El Nino, which will warm a larger ocean area, could be catastrophic to marine life and to fish as we know it. So we may have to survive. For those of us who are pescatarians, you may end up going strictly vegetarian, or at least just going for the northeast fish. What about salmon? Well, salmon bathe in this area, so I'm a little worried about salmon coming up to Alaska for next year's salmon run if this stays the same way. I want to talk about another story, and I'm hoping Gary does come here, but we'll have Dr. Brenda Powell, an expert on travel, at the bottom of the hour. Gary doesn't miss very often when he says he's coming, so it's undoubtedly my screw-up in not telling him about the times early enough. But in any case, exercise boosts obese kids' heart health. This is independent of the kids losing weight. So if you just get the kids to exercise and doing anything they like, literally, in six different trials now, they found that even if the kids don't lose weight, they improve their fitness level, and they improve their heart function significantly. So this has been done in obese kids. It's a wonderful study that shows, in fact, six different studies now show the same thing. One-third of people believe that alcohol is heart healthy. That's too bad, because it is heart healthy for 100%. It's not heart healthy to your heart, per se. It's healthy to your blood vessels. In almost everyone. Unfortunately, it impedes the immune system in almost everyone. So what does that mean? It means that if you're likely to have blood vessel disease, stroke, heart attack, kidney failure, then maybe you should think about alcohol. But if your family history is one of strongly having early cancers, or your problem is that you worry about cancer much more than heart disease, and you're doing all the right things for preventing heart disease, then avoiding alcohol may be for you. In any case, as we talked about earlier, if you're going on that pink pill for hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, that new pink pill, you can't have alcohol because it raises the level of this to the point where you faint and go head down, if you will. So we don't want you to do that. So you think, email us. What's your thoughts? Do you think, in fact, that this El Nino is real? So if you're listening to the show and you've got email and you're not driving, or you got a cell and you're not driving, go to udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com and tell us what you think about the El Nino and whether you think we're going to have that effect here. This is another story. Cost of obesity will wipe out healthcare. It's a really interesting story because they talk about how much the cost of extra pounds is. Our public health is at stake. We're not going to make meaningful headway on the prevention and treatment of chronic disease until we change the infrastructure that supports unhealthy habits. Obesity is a crisis for two reasons. One, it lowers life expectancy. And two, is it focuses on treatment, or more on chronic medical conditions, and not on prevention. So they say the key is to prevent you getting fat with exercise and diet. And Coca-Cola is saying something about that, aren't they? Coca-Cola is saying that it's all exercise-related, that there's a balance between calories. Well, I don't know that Coke has anything healthy in it, but one of the most interesting stories of the week is that hospitals are now promoting healthy eating inside them, in their patient food and in their cafeterias, and throwing people like McDonald's and Taco Bell out. And that, they're living it, so maybe we will get, as they live it more and more, we'll get healthier and healthier. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a special guest, and you're welcome to send in extra questions for Brenda Powell. She's a physician, and she's an expert in travel medicine. We've got a series of questions like, if you will, viruses to answer. So, for example, I go take a tropical vacation each winter. I always get a cold sore when I'm away. What gives? Does exposure to sunlight trigger those cold sores, especially after not being around? Shouldn't vitamin D prevent them? Second question you sent in. My wife wants to go on a cruise, but I'm freaked out by stories of passengers getting sick. What am I to do? And are there real risks? I've heard of a new type of enterovirus going around that hits people who are on traveling. Is that a real risk for me? And what helps me? And we'll talk about hand washing if that's the key. And how can you tell if a sinus infection is bacteria or viral? We'll be right back with Dr. Brenda Powell on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength, from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Being your best means nothing slows you down, whether it's a hard day of chores around the house, that weekend marathon, or smashing through a workout. One thing remains the same. Recovery must occur before you can be your best. Michael's Recovery Zyme supports the body's natural inflammatory response, resulting in greater muscle recovery. Recovery Zymes is the missing link you need to be your best. Recovery Zymes' formulation of systemic enzymes and herbs, coupled with an advanced enteric coating, allows Recovery Zymes to work where needed, the muscles and tissues. Our team at Michael's also uses these formulations, so we price our products to be cost-effective because we believe that excellent health should be affordable. Recovery Zymes is the highest potency and most affordable muscle recovery formulation in the market. Elite athletes and weekend warriors all agree systemic enzymes are the missing link. Michael's Recovery Zymes provides them so you can move forward and achieve your goals. You provide the passion, we'll provide the support.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meetings, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We've got a special guest because you've sent in so many questions about travel. I got the person who I call on for questions about travel, Brenda Powell. Brenda, the first one, actually, I forgot to ask you, is one, I'm asking it to you as the first question because so I don't forget it because it came in from another listener. It says, I get seasick on a boat, and I'm going on a little catamaran and want to try the patch. Can I get it over the counter? Do I need a prescription? How long does it last? If I'm on the catamaran for 4 days, do I need to put on a new one every day? All that kind of question on the scopolamine patch and motion sickness on a boat. How well does it work, first of all?
Okay. Well, Dr. Mike, the scopolamine patch works very well. And it's a nice little patch that you just stick right behind your ear on that bony prominence right behind your ear. And it needs to go on several hours, about 2 or 3 hours before you get on the boat. So you don't put it on once you're sick. It's a preventive medicine, and it stays there for 3 days. And you absorb the medicine through your skin, and it works very well for motion sickness. So they could certainly try that on a catamaran, a smaller boat.
And does it, and do they have to put a new one on each day if they're going to be on for 4 days, or just a new one after 3 days?
A new one after 3 days. And it is a prescription medicine. And their doctor will probably happily write that prescription for them.
Ah, good. Okay. Now let's go to these questions about viruses. I take a tropical vacation each winter, and I get a cold sore while I'm away. What gives? Is there an exposure to sunlight, where I get much more of? Is that the sun exposure suppress something or cause something that causes that herpes virus to become more active?
Well, we do know that herpes comes out with sun exposure, but we're not sure why. And unfortunately, using sunscreen won't prevent that from happening. Now, it may be the radiation is causing some damage to the skin. It does cause oxidative damage and then allowing the virus to come out. But there's a preventive vitamin or a supplement that some people take called lysine, and it can prevent cold sores from appearing.
Is lysine put, do you put the lysine on topically or do you take it orally?
You take it orally, and it's anywhere from 1 to 3 grams a day to prevent that cold sore from coming out. The other thing is it may be the stress of the vacation. You know, it's a big change to go on vacation and travel and new foods and altered sleep patterns, which can decrease your immune reaction and keeping things in check. So just making sure you're well hydrated and getting enough sleep could be important too.
Ah, that's so. We'll tell this person, this is Anna. Anna, make sure you get well hydrated. Learn to manage stress beforehand. We've got that great program at ClevelandClinicWellness.com called Stress Free Now. If you don't already have a program that teaches you how to meditate or do that already. And then the idea of 1 to 3 grams of lysine. We don't know. Are there any side effects of lysine?
Any supplement that you take can always cause possibly some GI side effects, meaning it bothers your stomach or it feels a little upset. But otherwise, there's very little because it's simply an amino acid that you're supplementing. It should be fine.
And higher doses of lysine, of course, are associated with changing the bacteria in your gut, but this is a small dose, so don't worry about that.
It should be safe for just a vacation.
And now, we talked about, now in the second one was a cruise ship. This is sent in by a different person, another woman, Joan, and she said, I want to go on a cruise. Oh, actually, it's sent on by the guy, John, whose wife is Joan. My wife, Joan, wants to go on a cruise, but I'm freaked out by the stories of passengers getting sick. What's the real risk? How common is norovirus? And why does it affect people more on ships than on my food at home?
Okay. So cruises are a fantastic way to vacation, and they supply all your food. And unfortunately, it's a way to be around a lot of people in close contact. And these viruses are spread through contact with contaminated utensils or food products. Norovirus is an illness that causes vomiting and diarrhea, but it's not actually that common on the cruise ship. Because of the hundreds to thousands of cruises that happen every year, and we only hear about one or two ships that may be infected. Now, the ships always have a lot of the hand sanitizer everywhere, so hopefully you're using that and the other passengers are too. And the other way to avoid getting a virus is maybe stay away from the buffet or make sure the food that you are eating is cooked hot and steaming hot at the time that you eat it. So unfortunately, it's the uncooked food and the buffets where you're more likely to get norovirus. But the risk is really low, so you should feel comfortable going on this cruise and feel safe. And if you hear that there's a flu going around or a gastrointestinal illness go around, just change your eating habits and make sure you're going in where you sit down and ask the food to be cooked fresh for you at that time and avoid the buffet during that episode of illness. But in general, people do quite well on it. It's just a matter and of so, people being crowded.
So hand washing is key. And the other the other question, John's listening because he sent another question. He said, how about if I use plastic utensils? Can I take disposable utensils and eat them? Will that cut down?
You know, I don't think he needs to because they're washing their utensils and usually they provide them. Not everybody is handling just the kitchen staff and they should be doing good hand washing. So it's the items where the community of the ship, the passengers are handling things. So he could if he wants to, but the utensils should be and plates should be safe.
This is by a mother, and she said, I'm taking my children on board. I heard there's a new type of enterovirus or respiratory illness going around in southern hotels during vacation times. I don't even know this one. And she said, what do I do to prevent it? Can you get a vaccine against an enterovirus?
Oh, we do not have a vaccine for these enteroviruses. But it, again, is good personal hygiene practices. So good hand washing, which means washing with soap and water and singing happy birthday twice while you're doing that. If you can't wash your hands using the alcohol-based hand sanitizer, and you rub it on your hands and then allow it to air dry. You don't wipe it off with a towel to dry your hands. And this is when you're touching communal things like the escalator and doorknobs, things like that where someone sneezes or coughs and water particulates that they've coughed out with the virus land on it and then you touch it. You can't get the virus as long as you don't inoculate yourself by touching your own nose and mouth. But you use the hand sanitizer after using common objects like that. Or keyboards, kids on computers. So there are communal computers for people on cruise ships and at hotels. So before and after using the keyboard, I would use hand sanitizer.
Maybe, since we touch our face automatically while using things, maybe they wash the keys, too, or put the alcohol sanitizer on the keys or something. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Brenda Powell right after the break. I'm going to ask her what you should take with you on a vacation. Should you take an ACE bandage, for example? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. And we're listening together to Dr. Brenda Powell answer your questions, since you sent a bunch of them, on, guess what? That's right, travel medicine. All those times you're thinking about traveling in the upcoming months, you're planning to travel, and you asked about a sinus infections. This woman says, I always get sinus infections when I travel south for my winter vacation. I'm tired of them. Yes, I use a neti pot, and I take it routinely with me. But how do I know whether I should take an antibiotic or not? How many of these sinus infections are bacterial versus viral? And I heard that the Z-Pak, which my doctor used to give me before I went on trips as a precaution so that I'd have something when I went on the trip, doesn't work anymore. What's the story? Brenda?
Well, there's a lot of congestion that can happen during travel, especially during airline flight when you are at that high altitude and you're around a lot of people who are sick. Also, and getting dehydrated during the travel process. So she may be getting congested from allergens or viruses. Most of those nasal and sinus infections are viral and start out that way and take care of themselves. But I would say if you have your symptoms beyond 7 to 10 days, if you have a fever, if you have a severe headache, or if you tap over those sinuses on your forehead or cheeks and it's very tender, then you may have more of a bacterial infection, and that's when you may want to try an antibiotic. Now, the Z-Pak is wonderful for travel because you only have to take it for 5 days, but it lasts for 10. But if it's not working well for you, then you'll have to take a more traditional 10-day antibiotic. If she's not allergic to amoxicillin, that still works very well, as do other traditional antibiotics like ciprofloxacin and doxycycline. She just needs to change her antibiotic. What is probably that, if she's flying, that whole process of being in the airplane where the air is drier and getting dehydrated, and it affects the sinuses. If it's allergic in origin, she could also pre-treat with an antihistamine, any of the over-the-counter ones, and now the over-the-counter saline nasal sprays and steroid nasal sprays could be helpful in preventing a sinus infection.
And what does she pre-treat for, if it's an allergy, you said antihistamine.
Any antihistamine.
Any specific one?
If you don't mind the drowsiness of diphenhydramine or trade name Benadryl, that's a perfectly good one. But you have to take it several times a day. Pollen counts are higher late at night and early in the morning, so it's your good bedtime antihistamine. But then the others, such as trade name Claritin or Zyrtec, are great once-a-day antihistamines to help keep everything open for you. And just using, she uses Kinetiquat, but she may want to use saline nasal spray during the day.
Gotcha. Perfect. Now, what should the average person take on a trip? In other words, if they're going on a trip, what should they routinely take on the trip? Should they take an ACE bandage? Should they take aspirin? Should they get a Z-Pak in advance? These people are going on a two-week trip on a cruise ship.
On a cruise ship. Okay, so there's a lot of there is a physician on the cruise ship if you need anything. And you can usually just stop by the physician's office on the cruise ship and pick up Band-Aids if you have a blister. But for a personal medical kit, of course, you would take your own prescription medicine, enough for the trip and probably a few extra days. I would take Band-Aids of various sizes, and those aren't only just for if you cut yourself, but for blisters. You'll be doing a lot of walking and short excursions. And I recommend putting the Band-Aids on the minute you feel something rubbing. Do not wait for the blister. You want to prevent the blister from coming up. The other things you want to do are an antihistamine, like I said, and maybe some that Benadryl or Dramamine, if you happen to get seasick, that's a nice one to have. Everyone should take their favorite pain medicine, either acetaminophen or ibuprofen or naproxen that works best for them. And there are some creams that are always nice to take. The over-the-counter hydrocortisone cream is good for rashes and bug bites, and people may want to take an antifungal cream along with them. And I think
when would they use the antifungal?
If you get any sort of itchy rash on your feet, because a lot of people are going to the tropics, and you can get a fungal infection on your feet when you do that kind of travel. An ACE wrap you may not need unless you already know you have a knee or an ankle that bothers you, and you might need some extra support during that travel. Cruises are a nice controlled way to travel because you don't have to take as much yourself, because there are some things on the ship that are available to you through the doctor's office. I recommend taking bug repellent and sunscreen if you're doing a nice tropical vacation. You won't have mosquitoes on your cruise ship, but when you do your short excursion, you'll want to wear both of those. And the sunscreen goes on at least a half an hour before you go out in the sun. So it kind of bonds to the skin and really protects you. And most sunscreens last about 80 minutes, and so should be reapplied every 2 hours, whether you're swimming or not, to make sure you have good sun protection.
Boy, that's a great analysis. I'm impressed. I'm taking notes so that I can do them routinely, too. And I would tell people, make sure that you do get enough exercise and hydration, as you said, because the common things are common, and exercise and hydration both help your immune system fight off whatever tries to attack you. And when we're in, I think one of the things that you hear when people take trips is they're almost always in close quarters, whether on a plane or on a cruise ship we're in a ballroom or even strange restaurants that are crowded.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
I want to thank Brenda Powell, who is our special guest, for talking to us about travel medicine. She is an expert on travel medicine, Dr. Brenda Powell from the Cleveland Clinic. We'll be right back, as usual, next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So send us your questions anytime at udocs, youdocs, @gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Next week, our special interest is going to be reviewing what are the appropriate exercises for everyone to do and how they work to help you. So we're going to focus on exercise next week as well, and the following week we're going to go back to that special diet, the periodic fast. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Dr. Powell.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's MICHAELS.